Chris Christopherson starred in a film called Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
And right. You wrote a song about that, Durango.
Mm.
So you were being considered for the role.
I had Dylan's role. I had it. My bags were packed. I met the producer. He liked me. He said, you're going to go to Mexico? I talked to Chris. He said, oh, yeah, it'll be great, John. We'll be down there. We'll have a lot of fun. Then I got a call. I mean, I was ready to go. And the producer said, John, I'm sorry, man, but Dylan has agreed to do this. And I said, oh, well, he'll be terrific, you know. And in retrospect, you know, talking to Chris afterwards, he said, oh, it was a miserable time. Peckinpah wouldn't leave his trailer for 5 days at a time, and the wind was blowing, and we all got colds, and it was, you know. But it sure would have been fun to do, you know, to work with Coburn and Peckinpah and Chris would have been great. But Dylan was terrific. I thought he did a great job.
I thought it was a very good film, a very moody film.
Very moody. For the people listening at home, I just spilled my coffee all over my pants. But I'll be fine when the blisters heal.
I was talking to a man about a movie show. Won't you take me to the ring? I can play that part just fine, you know. Won't you take me down to Mexico? Down, down, down. Won't you take me to Durango? Take me down, down, down. Never saw Peckinpah, I guess he forgot to call. I could understand he's a reader's man, he'll be the best Billy Kid of them all. They took him down, down, down. Ah, they took him to the rain. Took him down, down, down. Oh, took him down. Kid, I know what you did. Got a postcard on my wall. They were sailing around in the Mexico town where the Lord was. And they took him down, down, down. They took him down into Mexico. Down, down, down. Oh, shot him down. Talking to a man by the movie show. Won't you take me to Durango? I can play that part just fine, you know. Won't you take me down to Mexico? Oh, take me down, down, down. Won't you take me to Durango? Take me down, down, down. Oh, take me down.
All-time woman on that album.
Oh, I like
one
that
of my
song.
Favorites.
Yeah. Written about Buffy. You know, written
and
about
life on the road.
Life on the road and the vacant lot that really is, and how finding one person you can really love and be friends with is what it's really all about, you know.
And Holiday Inn and the $2 gin.
Yeah.
That really sums up a rock musician's life, doesn't it?
Boy, when you wake up in the morning and there's a half-consumed glass of alcohol next to your bed, you really are totally aware of the damage you do to yourself at night, you know. There's nothing worse than that half a beer or half a drink next to you in the morning to make you go, oh, my God, I did that, you know.
Mother outlaw's been giving me jaws, saying, why don't you marry the girl? I know you've been living in sin, got your backside out to the world. But an all-time woman, oh, you don't need a preacher to know that an all-time woman keeps you ready for the rock and roll. Oh, ready for the rock and roll. Stand for a gift. Utah man is easy when the road gets boring. The Holiday Inns and the $2 gin can sure look bad in the morning. Oh, an old-time woman is the best damn friend I know. It's a Christian burlesque show, feeding their eyes on your sweet young thighs, pretending, yeah, that you don't know. But an old-time woman, oh, she ain't selling nothing but soul. Oh, an old-time woman keeps you ready for the rock and roll.
RSO, which was a label that had the Bee Gees on it.
Yes, indeed. My old friend Al Corey from Capitol Records. And this is the time it's getting harder and harder to get a record label. And we did Fire in the Wind. And that was another production debacle. And I knew it wasn't going to turn out right. And I knew it was a matter of survival of the fittest between me and the producer. So I was determined I would not crack. And if I didn't crack, that meant he would crack. One of us had to crack to get this album out of the state it was in. So finally he cracked and was taken off the project. And I said, Al, let me just go in and try and fix it. And he said, you got, all right, John, you got $10,000. That's it. You go in. So we went in and I got some cheap studios and... At that time is when I knew I got to produce my own records. I've got to do it. And the cuts that I did, I was really happy with Boston Lady and some of the other things. And it was never the album I hoped it would be.
But what about the title song?
I love the title song. I'd love to record it again because I think it could be done a lot better than that. But I think it's a real good... It's got a good feel to it and it's got a... A good sort of dangerous subject matter there.
The song is a real slice of American life, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, yeah. And it deals with a subject people don't like to deal with, which I like. You know, it got a lot of people angry.
Was it inspired by a newspaper story or anything?
No, it wasn't. It was one of those songs that came out of Fire in the Wind and then thinking, what would Fire in the Wind be? Totally fabricated.
The elements actually play quite a part in your songwriting, don't they?
The elements, like wind and... You mean
yes. And...
Yeah, they do. They're powerful images, you know, and they mean the same to anyone in Liverpool or Bangkok or wherever. The wind is the wind, no matter where you are. It's got a timeless element to it. They're powerful words.
Five, 16 years old. All the rain.
can sure blow thunder when you steal the devil's kiss. She said, lay me by cool water, there's fire. And mend my clothes. I would feed and keep her here until she chose to go. How the rain pinch her blow thunder when you steal the devil's kin. She said, lay me by cool water, there's fire. I call the girl Susanna, for I never knew her name. Oh, the rain can sure blow thunder when you steal the devil's kin. She said, lay me by cool water, there's fire.
Bombs Away, Dream Babies. This is when Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac came into your life, I think.
Yeah. Well, it is. During the Fire and the Wind album, Nick Reynolds, my old friend from the trio, was down visiting me in L.A. And we got the first Fleetwood Mac album, the White Album, with Lindsey and Stevie on it. We'd been recommended to us. And we were playing that album all day, every day. And I said, Nick, do you hear what I hear? And songs like Landslide. And I was trying to play electric guitar, and I had no idea how to do it. I was trying to be Keith Richards, and it just wasn't working. And I heard Lindsey playing electric guitar, and he was playing banjo lines, five-string banjo lines. And I said, whoa, that's how to play this thing. So I started learning the guitar, electric guitar, listening to Lindsey. And really got into Fleetwood Mac.
Landslide, bring it.